unseen tragic garlic taco act one, the pantheon of disaster. I crawl upstairs to the snack machine. I am out of energy, worked half to death, just trying to keep up rent on the parking space of my broken down van that I live in. That and keeping myself fed. I push a plastic chair against the vending machine and I crawl up the chair. Blackness swirling in my head, speckled of shafts of white light. Dizziness spins around me. I push in the change and push a couple buttons. A cherry gingerbread meth cookie falls out, along with a free pack of Epidrine gum. Sometimes the machine spits out bonus stuff as part of a contest. The top prize? An envelope containing $1 million and a season ticket to the Broadway show of your choice. I nibble weakly at my stale, hardened Vindo goodies, washing them down with a cold meth cola from the new machine the vendors have installed here just a couple weeks ago. It's so goddamn hot in this place. My clothes feel like I've been walking through a tropical downpour. They keep it 8 degrees hotter in the break room to discourage people taking over long breaks. Break is over as soon as it began. President Jeb Bush having legally lowered it down to 10 minutes, cutting one crucial third off. This was supposed to protect us from terrorism and make the economy boom into record windfalls for all. Well, it started 6 months ago, and there is no sign of change yet. I began hauling the 75-pound bags of cement up the dented ladder. I can only handle one at a time. Three guys on the crew can do two at a time, and that big snarling asshole, Kevin Brooks, can carry three of them. My feet ache from this. They are bruised purple from going up the slider of the heavy sacks. My only ace in the hole. I have 17 poker sets. These are powerful narcotic painkillers I won in a gambling session when we were playing with tarot cards. I'll pop one of these pills on the one and only bathroom trip allowed during non-break time. I will take that leave in about 20 minutes, and I hope I'm not being watched on camera when I pop that happy pill. Without the meth in my system, I would fall asleep on one of these pills. So I slip a pill in my mouth. I sell another one to Marcus, a illegal immigrant from Peru. He gives me some cactus powder for the weekend fishing trip I plan to take with my cousin, Earl Stiskins. I plan to sleep through much of the fishing trip, or drift in a peaceful mescaline contentment, whichever happens. But there are two more days of work after today. Ah, the hell of it. Four more draining hours, and I clock out and drive my sputtering car, bake, to my single-wide trailer that's down to its last room that's not crushed by a fallen tree. Good to be home. I fish out the keys and hold them in my fist as I strip off my shirt. My pants are halfway off before I get inside the door. The underwear flies off and lands between the easy chair as I naked stagger to my couch and fall asleep instantly, using a small pillow to cover my penis. I sleep for 40 blissful minutes, then my phone rings. I wake up from an instantly forgotten dream that fizzles away as I try to hold on to some memory of it. I check the caller ID, one of those luxuries I cannot do without. Sure enough, it's a bill collector. One of the 28 calls from bill collectors I receive daily. Sometimes as late as 2 a.m., even though that's illegal. Sometimes those ass-fuck munchers even knock on my goddamn door. I swear, if it happens again, I just might kill a man. I make a couple slices of 50% off week-old bread from the local bakery. Still in business merely as a drug laundering operation. Nice and golden brown now. I pour me a glass of water to wash down this meager supper. I get tired of drinking only water, actually. So I've begun making teas out of various different types of local flowers and weeds. I've discovered something. When I make a tea out of two different kinds of flowers, I don't know their names. One is brown with white spots and it has 7 blocky petals. The other, a small, solid pink one that blooms only at night, usually around 2 a.m. It makes a buzz-rendering drink, feels kind of dreamy, a pleasant, sleepy feeling. And when I close my eyes, a swirl of enhanced images dance behind my lids. I like it. I have 2 or 3 cups tonight. If I drink one just before bed, I have crazy visuals as I drift off to sleep. I have been walking around the countryside looking for more of these special flowers. I have a few at my place, but not an unlimited supply. Besides, I don't want to kill all of the ones in my backyard. Today I found a whole bunch of the brown ones with white spots. I snipped them from some old lady's flower garden, leaving 5 out of 18 plants. These new plants are drying out now. Besides searching and tending and curing these plants, I spend most of my free time laying down. Just laying there thinking, or in a deep sleep. Now that my phone has been shut off, I get no more bill collector calls to awaken me. Now, it is time again for a long, long nap. Good night, dear reader. I gotta be at work in 3.5 hours. Maybe I'll dream a little before that. I remember only a fragment of my dream. Something about me being in danger and deciding to get my shotgun from my bedroom. Now I hit the snooze button 3 times, leaving myself only enough time to take a shot of vodka. Throw on some dirty clothes that I wore yesterday, and take a piss. I must drive to work and get there. 3 minutes late, again begins my cycle of agony.